being that Purim is around the corner, instead of talking about the parsha, this week we're going to talk about a halacha in regards to the laws, the halachas of Purim. So on Purim, there's a mitzvah to give mishloach manos, to send packages of food, two portions of food, and two types of food to one's friend. And there's a discussion as to what the reason for this mitzvah is. The Trumas Hadashan in Simon Kuf Yer Aleph says that the reason for Shalach Manos is in order to provide for others food for the Suda, because we know on Purim part of the mitzvah is to rejoice over the great miracle, the salvation that happened for the Jewish people. And therefore, in addition to the mitzvah to have a Suda, to have a meal, a festive meal, there's an additional mitzvah to send gifts of food to your friend in order to make sure that everyone will have enough food for their Suda. And the Chassam Sofer and Chuvus, Ayur Chaim Simon Kuf Tzadi Vav, he mentions that even if someone has enough food, nonetheless, they establish the mitzvah to give to anyone, even to someone who has enough food, in order not to embarrass the people that really need the food. They establish the mitzvahs to give to everyone, even those who have enough food. Alternatively, the Manos HaLevi, written by Rav Shlomo Alkabetz, most famous for composing the Licha Dodi that we say on Friday night, has a commentary on the Megillas Esther called Manos HaLevi. And in Perek Tes, starting with Pasuk Yud Ches, on the Megillah, he explains that the purpose of Mishloach Manos was because Haman claimed back in Perek Gimel of the Megillah, in Pasuk Ches, verse Ches, he says that the Jewish people are Am Echad, Mefuzer, Meforad, that they are literally scattered. But he means that Haman claimed that they're scattered in the sense that there's discord and they're torn apart from one another. They don't have unity. And so to speak, it seems that the understanding is that's part of the reason he was able to bring the decree, that Hashem allowed him to make this decree upon the Jewish people, is because there was something wrong that they were doing, that they did not have full achva, they did not have full brotherhood. And rather, when the Jewish people came together and they davened to Hashem and they gathered together with unity, that's what brought about the salvation. So in order to reignite that flame of unity, that's why the Chachamim, the rabbis, instituted the Mishloach Manos Ishle Re'ehu, to send these packages of food in order to bring unity amongst the Jewish people. The Chassam Sofer and Chuvus Kuf Tzadi Vav, he says a nafkamina, halachic distinction between these two reasons. And there's many people talk about the different distinctions, but we'll just talk about one. The Chassam Sofer says that if the reason for Mishloach Manos is in order to provide food for those that need, then if I give food to someone and they say no thank you, the Chassam Sofer suggests that according to the Trumas Hadashan, the first reason that we mentioned, one has not fulfilled the mitzvah, because the fulfillment of the mitzvah is in order to ensure everyone has food. So if they don't have food, or even if someone already does have food, but the mitzvah was established in a way that the purpose is to provide for those that have food, or in order to, maybe not, like we said before, not to embarrass those that really need it, but ultimately the point is to use this food, or it should be food for the suda, food for the meal. And therefore, even if they say no thank you, one would not have necessarily fulfilled their obligation. However, according to the Manos HaLevi, that the whole purpose is to add good feelings and goodwill, then even if they see that I was trying to give them a present, even if they say no thank you, I have enough stuff ready, although that might be a little bit rude, but nonetheless, one will fulfill the mitzvah because you created that goodwill by merely offering them the Mishloach Manos. That is what the Chassam Sofer suggests in his responsa, Tshuva Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. However, the Lavush, a very early halachic authority, seemingly it's clear from his words that he explains the laws of Mishloach Manos within the laws of the meal. And it seems that he's saying that the purpose of Mishloach Manos is to provide for those that need, and therefore they establish it upon everyone to provide for the meal. And nonetheless, he brings this halacha, this law, which is the Rama as well, says that if one would offer Shalach Manos to someone and they would be mochel, they would say no thank you, one would still fulfill the mitzvah, seemingly is not in line with the reasoning of the Chassam Sofer. And we could hear this as well, because if you didn't need for the Suda, then I guess you fulfilled your mitzvah by offering to provide him for the Suda. So even if ultimately, I guess, he didn't need, you would still perform the mitzvah as well by merely offering him, making sure that he has what he needs for the Suda. Just to end with one more thought, is Yeruchim Levavitz in Das Chacham Musar Chelik Aleph Simcha Vav, the great Mashkiach in the Mir Yeshiva in Europe, discusses how the Mishloach Manos is to add love and brotherhood amongst Klal Yisrael. And he says, therefore, one of the mitzvahs that someone should specifically send Mishloach Manos to someone they don't have a perfect relationship with in order to make that relationship better. Not just to send the Mishloach Manos, these gifts, to the people that you're best friends with, but also the people that you may have some level of strife with or something not perfect about the relationship. In order to fix the relationship, Purim is a wonderful time to do that, especially in line with the reasoning that we said that Mishloach Manos is to add Ava V'Achva. Therefore, someone should search out people that would appreciate it, they wouldn't typically go to, and give those people Mishloach Manos.